This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show. Yes, we're live. It's Sunday evening, and we're here doing a radio show for you. I know that's kind of unusual, but maybe you're used to it by now. We've been doing this for about 3 years, right, Mark?
Yep, the live Sunday edition on the radio, 3 years.
And, of course, it's me, Stephanie, here with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can call us. Free Talk Live is a show where you can basically bring up anything that's on your mind. That's another thing that makes us different from other radio shows. The number to do that, if you want to get in touch with us, is 855-450-3733.
And now that doesn't mean that Free Talk Live, we don't have opinions, right? Like, we've got opinions. And
of course we have opinions.
But they're different than the sort of the left-right Republican-Democrat opinions.
Yeah, I think we've had a bunch of new stations joining us recently because, of course, we're a nationally syndicated radio show. We pick up radio affiliates all the time.
And I think we're on like 155 stations now.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. So there's been a lot of growth, especially for the Sunday show, which is Free Talk Live has been on the air for over, I think, 11 years now.
12 years.
Going on 12, maybe?
Going on 12, yeah.
2002, right?
That's
when
right.
It started? So, okay. So Free Talk Live has been on the air for quite a while now, but the Sunday show is the most recent addition. It was just added in, what was it, 2011 or something like that? Summer of 2011.
You'd know better than I.
So, basically, there's been a lot of growth in the Sunday show in particular. So
because there's not much competition for live radio on Sunday.
Well, hey, there's a market opportunity. We had to fill it. But if you're hearing something different than you're used to on the radio, don't be surprised by that. If you have questions, we're happy to talk to you about anything that you hear on the show at 855-450-3733. Or you can bring up anything that's on your mind. We've actually got a call on Skype here. We've got Jimmy on the line. Hey, Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Push the CPU button?
Yeah. Hey, Jimmy, can you hear us? Jimmy, going once.
Sometimes it's the sound card.
All right. Well, Jimmy, we're going to put you on hold, and we'll try you again in just a few minutes here. Sorry about that, if that's our fault. Anyway, we were going to talk tonight about something that I think a lot of people may have heard of, because it's just one of those cute memes that keeps going around, but there's actually quite a serious issue in there about property and sort of ownership of property that's not physical, or maybe intellectual property.
Yeah, that's what they call it. Sure.
And this is about the monkey selfie.
The monkey selfie. Yes.
Yeah, you've got the story, right, Brian? Tell us more about that.
Yeah, this isn't what you expect when you hear monkey selfie, right? Like, you go to the zoo, you see a monkey selfie. Not the same thing.
No.
So a selfie is a picture that you take of yourself, right?
Right.
That's right.
And so there's been a macaque monkey, right?
Is that what you say? Macaque? Macaque?
I say rhesus monkey because rhesus macaque is the name.
You're the doctor. I don't know. So that's a rhesus monkey?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah,
how many of those have you killed?
None.
Okay. Because you've slung in your thousands of rats, right?
Mice, not rats. Okay. I don't think I've ever killed a rat, but a mice, definitely. There's been a monkey that's taken a picture of itself, and it's quite a cute picture. It's actually a very good picture, you know. The monkey is smiling.
Yeah, it smiled, you know, and it has a nice grin to it.
If you've seen this picture, you probably will remember it, because it's very memorable.
It's a good picture.
It's a really good picture. So what's the issue with this?
It's completely lacking in inhibitions, right? Like, he's just giving it a big old grin.
Yeah. So, the story comes from Gizmodo that I'm reading by Ashley Feinberg, and it's Wikimedia, and of course Wikimedia is the parent company of Wikipedia, won't take down this photo because a monkey took it. Time and time again, British nature photographer David Slater has asked the editors of Wikipedia to stop using his photos without permission. Unfortunately for Slater, at least in the eyes of the Wikimedia Foundation, they're not quite his photos, because the monkey pressed the shutter. Slater, or depending on where your loyalties lie, the self-loving primate, took the photo. took the photo all the way back in Indonesia in 2011 after Slater finished setting up his camera in hopes of capturing a crested black macaque. Is that how he did it?
Macaque.
Okay. A particularly curious member of the species sidled up and proceeded to take hundreds of selfies. Hundreds. So there's like just one, but this guy, it's tough not to call him a guy when he's taking pictures of himself, right?
Prolific.
Yeah. And let's see, as Slater explained to the Telegraph,
perhaps.
Yeah. They were quite mischievous, jumping all over my equipment, and it looked like they were already posing for the camera when one hit the button. The sound got his attention, and he kept pressing it. At first, it scared the rest of them away, but they soon came back. It was amazing
to
watch.
It's like group selfies, you know? Yeah.
Hey, guys, let's take a serious one now. Let's take a friendly one now.
Okay, now make your weirdest face.
Yeah. He must have taken hundreds of pictures by the time I got my camera back, but not very many were in focus. He obviously hadn't worked that out yet.
Yeah.
One thing Slater didn't bargain for, though, is the fact that the photo's unusual origins make it fair game for free use in Wikimedia Commons eyes. According to a recent transparency report, all of Slater's removal requests have been denied because technically, since the monkey took it, nobody owns the copyright at all.
According to Wikimedia.
Right.
Right. That is their claim.
Yeah, there's no Supreme Court decision on this, right?
And I think that this is fascinating because it really sort of brings up that question of ownership when it comes to intellectual property. We've had people who are photographers and songwriters call this show, and we generally take the tack that intellectual property does not exist, and that, or if it does exist, that sharing isn't stealing.
So, yeah, we've also had Stefan Kinsella on the show, who's one of the most famous voices against IP, and he's actually an IP attorney, so there's that, too.
Indeed. So, in this case, now, it was, what's the photographer's name?
Slater, David Slater. Slater.
It's Slater's equipment, but the monkey presses
the
button.
And so, wait a minute, why does he want the images taken down? Is he claiming that they're his and he wants to control them and sell them to newspapers and stuff like that?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. He's claiming IP. There's been $17,000 in legal fees that he's already been paying out, and he's trying to resolve all of this.
Wow, that sounds so silly. I mean, because the image is out there now, right? It's already been released to the
world.
There's
no getting it back.
Yeah.
But this is kind of what intellectual property is about. I'm going to put something on the internet. I'm going to let you look at it. But if you try to use it, whammo-bammo, I'm going to get you with the lawsuit, and you're going to pay 10 times what it's worth because we got to feed the lawyers' families, too.
It's just an old business model. You know, like, there are lots of creative people on the internet who find ways to make money from their work that don't involve, like, restricting the use of images or podcasts or whatever. I mean, Free Talk Live, we are practicing what we preach on this because we actually give away our podcast for free. And we say, hey, you can use it, you can remix it, you can chop it up. And in fact, someone does that. There's a weekly digest of Free Talk Live that has excerpts from all seven nights of the week. And it sort of gives a weekly summary. But if our podcast
was... You can go to digest.freetalklive.com and get that if you don't want to listen to all... I guess with the podcast, it comes out to something like 14 hours a week of Free Talk Live, but that's still a lot of podcasts to consume. Yeah.
That is kindly put together by Benjamin Bartholomew there.
Yep. Yeah.
But he wouldn't be able to do that if we had sort of locked down and copyrighted our podcast and said, no, you can't do anything. You can't make any derivative works without asking our permission or whatever.
Well, I think they're getting into some really serious areas here. There's a couple interesting points to the story, but one of them is that now, if this was the age of the Polaroid, or of the film, you know, of film, you know, you would have to take film to get it developed or whatever. I think it might end up being a very different story. Now, I don't agree with IP at all. But in that case, you have something that, you know, you would, to some degree, have genuine, like, control over, I think you could say, where that film goes, where that Polaroid goes, whatever the case may be. But the digital world, you know, IP didn't have any, you know, the ideas of intellectual property had no understanding of the digital realm and how that works, because this really should go a lot farther.
Yeah.
Because how many people's pictures, including Slater's, I'm sure, because a lot of cameras, your DSLR cameras, all of them are connected to the internet now, even if he's out in the middle of nowhere, I wouldn't be shocked.
The NSA has all our pictures.
Sure, the NSA or Google, everything gets backed up to the cloud, so then it's on those servers. Should Google be paying you for holding your pictures? Now, you can say you use the terms of service that does that, but hold on. Then, yeah, I mean, where does this end?
Your copyright. I mean, the whole thing gets really silly, you know? Yeah. They're really archaic laws.
Are you familiar with these wildlife cameras that hunters will use, and just people in general?
Yeah.
That, you know, you, like, strap them to the side of a tree, and they take pictures when something moves in front of them?
Right.
Who owns that?
Yeah, that's a motion sensor, so nobody pressed the button.
Does the little gizmo own its own pictures?
And what about the moose's privacy?
Indeed! The moose! It's been violated.
855 450 free here on Free Talk Live. Can a monkey own a selfie that it takes? What do you think? 855 450 free. More coming up.
In a far future universe, Earth's fleet is shattered, rife with guerrilla warfare, interspecies diplomacy, and full-scale interstellar combat. Humanity is about to face its Trial by Fire. Trial by Fire, book 2 in the Tales of the Terran Republic, sequel to the national best-selling and award-winning Fire with Fire by distinguished professor and author Charles Gannon. Get it now from Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 8th, 2014, gold opened at $13,1340. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.6104, $680.52 for half ounce, or $340.26 for quarter ounce. That's $13.6104, $680.52, and $340.26.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live.
It's the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
855-450-FREE is the number to call where you can bring up anything that's on your mind. We're talking about the monkey selfie, the infamous monkey who snapped a photo of itself, and now the photographer who owned the camera is mad and wants to assert some intellectual property over it. But can a monkey actually own a selfie, or does anyone own it, or does anyone own any pictures at all? That's what we'll be talking about in moments here.
Yeah, I was looking at the selfie here of the macaque, and I was noticing there's a little tartar on his teeth. And
it's her teeth, Mark.
Is it her?
It's a female. Yeah.
Well, I
all that explains everything. That's why I'm
never mention it directly to her, because you know that would just not be appropriate. However, she could have dressed this with My Magic Mud. My Magic Mud is a remedy for your teeth that removes plaque and detoxifies the mouth of bacteria that cause cavities. Now, I have used My Magic Mud for a couple of months now. I used it every day for like 2 weeks. It probably wasn't that long, 10 days. And in the first application, I saw a difference in the stains in my teeth.
Yeah.
And in four applications, all the stains were removed.
Yeah, you know, I've actually been using it too. I heard the ads on Free Talk Live, and I actually went out and bought some because it just sounded so cool.
Well, I actually traded out for some ads for.
Oh, cool!
And I just gave you another jar, and
yeah,
you know,
every
one of our co-hosts is going to get one because I love this stuff.
It's awesome.
No kidding, I am in love with this stuff.
Yeah, and so I'm happy to talk about my review of it. Like literally the first time I used it, I just noticed that it felt basically like after you go to get your teeth cleaned at the dentist and they polish your teeth,
yeah,
they just feel so smooth, like they've been polished is the only way I can really describe it. And those who know me or see me on the camera at cam.freetalklive.com
know you have awesome teeth already.
Well, I was going to say I drink a lot of tea, which is known to kind of stain your teeth.
I see.
And I sort of tried to take a picture to see if they would look whiter, and I'm still kind of in process with that. We'll see if they actually look whiter. Maybe I'll publish my pics, but they definitely felt smoother, which is another thing with stains, where the stains make them feel kind of rough.
You can feel that sort of roughness, but My Magic Mud removes that.
Yeah, it's made out of bentonite clay, which is, I actually researched this, it's a volcanic clay, and it's got minerals in it, but it has this property that when it gets hydrated, when it gets exposed to water, it gets some kind of electrical charge, so it actually clings to bacteria and to particles of food that are in your mouth, and it draws them out.
It clings to things, and that's what's in your mouth.
Exactly, exactly. So it's actually really good material for this purpose.
Don't take our word for it. Check out Dr. Griffin Cole and what he's got to say at MyMagicMud.com. It's awesome stuff. I won't live without it any longer.
Yeah, totally.
MyMagicMud.com.
Cool. All right. Let's talk to Jimmy in Arizona on Skype. He was waiting patiently, had a little issue with his microphone. Jimmy, are you there?
Hello, Stephanie, Mark, Satan.
Hey, Jimmy.
That's actually my dad, Jimmy, but thank you.
I'm sorry, I get confused. Still learning. Hey, y'all seen that story? I saw it on Facebook. My wife, Milford, showed it to me. It was about some deaf people working at a restaurant. Y'all familiar with that?
No. What's the story about?
Well, it's real nice. It's like a restaurant, and everybody that works there, except for, I guess, the owner, they're all deaf. You have to use sign language to order your food.
And, oh, wow.
Yeah. It's interesting. They got little guides that show you how to do the different signs, and, you order your, appetizers and all that. And everything has to be in the right sign language.
Wow. Well, that's kind of like going to a Mexican restaurant, you have to order in Spanish or something, right?
Yeah, similar to that, yeah. Well, I got myself an idea for a business, and I'm thinking about starting up there in New Hampshire when me and Milford, Grammaton, and Jar Jar Jr. move up there.
Cool.
It's Milford's idea, and she's kind of the entrepreneur of the family, and she wants to open up a strip club with only deaf strippers, so... Yeah. Well, you don't have to pretend to listen to what they're saying. It's pretty nice.
That's pretty funny.
I wasn't sure. I mean, what do y'all think of that? I mean, I figured it'd be a good idea, and it'd probably give a new meaning for the phrase hand job, I figured.
Wow, yeah, just make sure you...
I don't think this happened in strip clubs.
Yeah. Make sure you accept Bitcoin. You're going to have to figure out a way to do that.
I think, sadly, most men are more interested not in them being deaf, but in being mute, the strippers. So,
yeah. Well, Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, they're deaf people, but I'm sure they're still going to college, so they probably still want to talk to people.
Yep. They're stripping their way through college. Hey, has Milford ever, why is she interested in this kind of business? Does she have, you know, a past as a stripper or anything like that? Does she have experience?
Oh, yeah. She won state back at Texas. Best stripper.
Nice.
State.
State gold.
She won. Well, it was a high school event, you know.
Jimmy, thanks for the call tonight. I can't wait to see your business working out here in New Hampshire.
You know, he does bring up one of the more interesting lack of freedoms, actually, in New Hampshire. And that is that I don't think you, I think you can have topless, but you can't have bottomless in a business.
That may very well be true. In Sarasota, Florida, there was a place called The Cheetah. I believe it's called The
Cheetah. Florida's got some really funny laws about this stuff.
Yeah, you can have it, but you can't serve sort of drink. I don't know. They've got a bunch of different rules, and they were full on naked there. And like, I don't need it, you know. Into one of these things. I guess it's a freedom I don't miss. I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm. You could get a private strip lap dance anytime you want, right?
I don't know about that. I'd probably have to wash the dishes and, like, put them away and vacuum.
Small price to pay.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Alexander, listening in Louisiana. Hey, Alexander, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I'm calling about a mean Texas lawyer. I'm wondering if you guys heard about him. He was suing the Tor Project because of pink meth.
Because of pink meth? What's that?
It's a revenge porn site where people go and post nudes after they break up. It's hosted on the Onion router and whatnot. So this guy thought he could sue Tor to get the information. And I'm sure you guys know already it's decentralized and whatnot. And Tor has no real control over that.
Yeah, Tor is a nonprofit organization, as I understand it, right?
Yes.
Right.
Like Mozilla, basically.
Yeah, it's 501, yeah.
Yeah. So the lawyer, the problem that he has is that there's a revenge porn site on Tor. Aren't there other things on Tor, like, that maybe he'd object to also? Or why is he going at a specific site?
He's going after that specific site. I've had a few conversations with him because he's suing me now, and I'll get to that in a second. I had a few conversations with him. He's suing the site for a friend. Basically, some of her stuff is up there, and it's interfering.
But Tor's not a site, right?
Yeah, he wanted to. Originally, Pink Meth had both sites. They had pinkmeth.com or something, I believe, and they got pushed into, you know, Tor because it was on the regular surface web, and they got a lot of heat for it, obviously.
Right.
So now the guy's trying to get a default judgment on them and to try and get their identities. He thought he could go after Tor. Basically, because he was an idiot, I went and rated him 1 star on Facebook and said, terrible service. And he offered $200 for my docs. And I knew my docs was on the internet already, so I went ahead and gave him the two. I gave him
Alexander, if you could hold the line, I'd really like to hear more about this. Hold on a second. We'll talk to you more about the lawyer who's suing Tor and suing Alexander, who's on the line with us.
This is crazy.
Very interesting stuff. And monkey selfies, too. Coming up here on Free Talk Live, 855 453 for your thoughts.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in a 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night show. It's me, Stephanie, here.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And 855-450-FREE is the number to call if you want to bring up anything that's on your mind. We are talking to Alexander, who's being sued by a lawyer who's also suing the Tor Project. Very interesting stuff. Want to get back to him in just a moment. But first,
when you're looking to get cosmetic surgery, it can be kind of a scary thing. There's, where do you go?
Any surgery, yeah.
Well, surgery, yes, but I mean, when it comes to cosmetic surgery, I don't think it's difficult to find out where the good places are and of course, expense is a real issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we've been talking about AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com here on Free Talk Live. You can go to Bangkok to this hospital that serves over 300,000 patients a year from 40 countries. They've got 300 doctors, surgeons, dentists right in the same hospital. And they really do. They do a huge business in people who do the medical tourism. And one of the areas they really specialize is in cosmetic surgery. So
now, what are we talking about here? Could it be something like LASIK eye surgery or...
I don't know if they specifically do LASIK. You'd have to go to the website, AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, to be able to answer
that. What about, like, if someone's transgender and they want to
change? They do a lot of sexual reassignment, but they, mm-hmm. Most of their stuff is breast augmentations, things for porn stars and the like. So, liposuction, that kind mm-hmm. of thing. But, you know, I mean, they do an awesome job at it. And as a matter of fact, if you don't want to sit in the waiting room while your spouse is there, because you can go, this is awesome. You're going to Bangkok. You can get your surgery done. You can hang out there, get better, and then go home and look like $1 million. Golf courses all over the place. Bangkok truly is a metropolitan area. You're going to love it. Go check them out. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. It's fractions of the cost of U.S. prices.
Yeah, that's so important. You know, as the medical system in the U.S. just gets more and more screwed up by the day. And trust me, I know, because I went to medical school for a couple of years and I chose not to continue.
Right, one exactly of the reasons, for this reason.
Yeah, is that it's just getting so messed up by Obamacare and everything else. Medical tourism is huge and it's going to be even bigger.
Yeah, access to the latest techniques and surgeons with thousands of previous surgeries equal the best possible outcomes. So it's AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. This is a, now, Glenn, the guy who runs the website, he's essentially a broker. He's your intermediary in dealing with the hospital. He's an expert in dealing with them, but he's going to help you. So you don't have to talk to somebody who may have not have the entire command of the English language. He's going to be very helpful. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Cool. All right. 855-450-FREE here on the Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. You can also call in on Skype by Skyping LRN.FM. That's our Skype handle there. And, of course, the phone lines are brought to you by ProXPN, our favorite VPN company here on Free Talk Live. Let's go right back to the phones and talk to Alexander. Now, Alexander, in case people are just tuning in, you were just saying in the last segment that there's a lawyer who's suing the Tor project. Tor is a software. It's a web browser that allows you to go to certain websites anonymously on a different sort of internet that you can only access through Tor. And there was a revenge porn site on there, and the lawyer is suing the Tor project, which doesn't run this website, in order to get the name of the person who does run the website, I guess.
And this is kind of like suing ICANN because there's something on the internet.
It's like suing Firefox because there's a website that you don't like on the internet.
Yeah.
It's kind of ridiculous. But you said he's also suing you because you gave him a 1-star rating on his Facebook page because you didn't like what he was doing with the Tor project. And that's, I think that's where we left off.
Right. He went ahead and told me that if I didn't take it down in 12 hours, that he would sue me and he'd pay somebody $200 for my address. I knew that my address was already online and I didn't want somebody else claiming this bounty on my head. So I messaged him my address from my girlfriend's account and I went ahead and got the $200 from this guy. It's in my PayPal account. And
you're killing me.
Wow.
No,
isn't
no,
that illegal, like what he did? Like, can you actually do that?
I'm not sure. I mean, I guess it's public information, and you know, I'm an adult, so I don't really know.
But it was with the intent of basically harassing you, right? Like, that's what doxing is, when you post someone's address for the purposes of, like, trolling them, basically.
Right. Well, it was actually for what's called a slap suit, which is basically, you know, you're not really trying to get a judgment. You're just trying to silence somebody.
This is the letter from the lawyer, essentially.
Okay, so dirty tactics, nonetheless. So what happened after that?
I told him to get, I can't say my exact words for, on the air reasons, but
I love that you got the $200.
Yeah, I told him to go ahead with himself and go ahead and sue me. I called him on his bluff. Turned out he wasn't bluffing, and he did file in small claims court over in Texas. And I have to...
For what? For giving him a bad rating on his Facebook page?
Well, yeah, I kind of missed something there because we went into something else. But basically, I told a forum I go to about the $200 because I thought it was hilarious, him paying me for my address.
Mm-hmm.
I stepped outside to smoke and I came back and the forum had pretty much gone crazy with it. They started doxing him. They went to 4chan with it. They ended up doing an old-fashioned raid and sending him pizza and whatnot,
Wow.
And I have archives of everything to prove that I never once called for any of this stuff, that I was just, sitting back and watching them do their little thing. I have all my proof and everything, but, I still have to go over and fight it. But basically,
in small claims court in Texas.
Yeah, there's not even jurisdiction for me to go out there. I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder about this. Is like, what? How can they hold you this? I mean, whoa. Why don't we talk about my court? And because I mean, you know, he can just claim whatever he wants wherever he wants.
Yeah, and you live in Louisiana, right? You're not even in Texas.
You're lucky you don't live in Seattle.
That's why I brought up anti-slap laws, because he pretty much admitted to me in a private message whenever I tried to contact him after I got the paperwork in the subpoena. I tried to message him and say, look, you know, you're a big gun rights guy. You have, you know, you're licensing for specific firearms. And you're calling for the licensing of the internet. And this would be like me suing Glock. What you were doing would be like me suing Glock because you went and murdered somebody with your handgun. It's ridiculous. And that's why I raided. He ended up dropping the lawsuit on tour whenever, you know, their guys came to him and told him what was on the up with that. And that was about a week ago, but he has not since dropped my lawsuit. He told me that I had to stop talking about him online or else he would not drop the lawsuit. So basically that's why I brought up anti-slap laws. I just don't have the means of pursuing it. I just thought it was a funny, you know.
So he's basically saying you're not allowed to talk about him online is what the stipulation
that's
is?
Just
are you allowed to talk about him on the radio? Because I just need you to understand that this conversation is copyrighted. It's under all IP laws in the state of New Hampshire and that we own everything. Hey, buddy.
Sorry we got to dump you, Alexander, but I appreciate the call. I mean, that was a really interesting story. Alexander, if you're still listening, you know, sorry, we just can't air those words on the radio, but please keep
us
updated.
There's four words you can say on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, please keep us updated on this case.
I am interested, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually a really interesting scenario. I mean, God, it just sounds like, you know, lawyers can get away with a lot because they know the system and they know how to work within the system.
Right? Yeah, they may know that system, but clearly they don't know the internet system. They don't know Tor because Tor is actually, because a lot of people have this concern about, oh, yeah, see these dark, evil websites, they go run to Tor. Anything can get put on the internet, literally anything. The real key now that everybody, including like the EU with Google, are going after is, can you find it? Can you search for it? And generally, actually, Tor is really good about this, to where child porn sites, etc., you can't find them. Sure, they're there, but no one can really take them down. They just, a lot of these groups, like the Hidden Wiki and some other websites, make sure you can never find these things. And I think that if that lawyer had any sense, or the person that he was doing it for, went and asked somebody at Pink Mesh or whatever, saying, hey, could you please take this down? I bet they would have done it.
Yeah.
Because there's just that respect that exists. You know, instantaneously, it seems, especially on tour.
Yeah, there is. Absolutely. 855-450-3733 is our number here on Free Talk Live. Policing the internet. Doesn't know the 4chan system.
Never works.
This is Free Talk Live, and there's more coming up. Your thoughts, too.
Crashed, The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crashed is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crash is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. to get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Five 450-3733 is our number here on the Sunday show of Free Talk Live. Phone lines, of course, brought to you by ProXPN, our favorite VPN provider. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm and bring up anything that's on your mind. I think we're going to continue talking about this monkey selfie issue and the intellectual property thing. Was there more on that article, Brian, or did you just want to launch into the discussion?
There wasn't really anything more other than that he was, paying out. He's already paid out $17,000. David Slater, the photographer who is having the issue here.
So David Slater, he goes out to take pictures of macaques or rhesus monkeys.
Yeah, we're recapping here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
And he essentially, he's got his equipment out, and then he gets kind of swarmed by little happy monkeys. And by the way, I would be petrified, right? Like, I'd pee, and then, then decide what to do at that point. Because I would be afraid that they bite me. And, I'm out there in the jungle, rabies, I'm not sure. Yeah. Do I make it back to camp?
They're curious. You don't know if they're hungry. They're going to
want to... Who knows what they want? So anyway, one of them manages to get the camera, starts pushing the button. It makes whirring noises. Scares all the other monkeys away, but he keeps taking pictures. He takes, apparently, literally... hundreds?
Yeah, at least 100.
At least 100 pictures of himself. And... one of them is really great. We're looking here at a picture of him, and, he's smiling unabashedly into the camera.
That's one of the aspects of this, is that it looks very human-like, you know. And, say, taking a picture of yourself is something that we think of as a very human action or a human-like action. And I think
they even call animals, to some extent, especially specifically apes, they call them non-human persons.
Yeah.
So apes, dolphins, and a variety of other sort of intelligent beings they call non-human persons is what sort of working its way through the legal system today.
Yeah.
And I suspect it will at some point go.
Well, in India, dolphins are already non-human persons, and
right.
The UN is working a new chapter, I think they call it, through to talk about, yeah, some of these various animals being that. And I'm open to that, actually.
Yeah, I mean, monkeys can recognize themselves in the mirror, and so there's a test for self-awareness among animals where basically the researchers will draw a little dot or something on the animal's forehead and then put a mirror in front of them and see if they try to rub their forehead to get the dot off, because that means they know that they're looking at themselves
That's
in the mirror
yeah.
and not at another
a dotted
animal.
Monkey.
Yeah, some other monkey that has a dot.
Yeah,
but so you can imagine that the monkey might have some degree of awareness about that. Like, it might know that it was taking a picture of itself if it could see the preview of the picture, you know, in
yeah.
the camera.
I mean, I think Wikimedia is doing the right thing in saying that nobody owns this shot. Like, I agree with that assessment, and because I don't think there's any argument that the monkey owns it. And the reason I say that is that by Slater's description, the monkeys were just, they seemed to be not obsessed with the camera, but with the clicks. They were obsessed with the sound of what it was making. And I can understand that, because I do have a hard time, as much as I am open to various animals like elephants and whoever else and dolphins being non-human persons and having a degree of complexity to their, you know, to their mentality. I just can't believe they knew what they were doing. That it was a camera.
So then does that mean that if you have a camera automatically taking pictures every so often, but there's no human that's actually pressing the button, that nobody owns those pictures?
I think that that's interesting. And like, okay, so if you time a camera and tell it to take pictures every 15 minutes, it could be argued that you took the picture because you set it. However, I think these wildlife cameras are very interesting. So you set up a camera on the side of a tree, you strap it down, you turn it on, and then it takes pictures when something goes by. And I think that, therefore, you aren't taking the picture, it's taking the picture itself.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
do we think that there's going to be artificial, do you think artificial intelligence is going to exist in the future? And if so, what's that look like? Because at this point, the camera appears to be taking pictures when something goes by.
Yeah, so does the camera have it? I mean, the thing is, this is all under the paradigm of intellectual property
which is
defined
already
by
nonsense.
Yeah, which is total nonsense. And examples like this really illustrate how absurd it can get when you're talking about, well, who owns this picture? Is it the monkey, or is it the camera, or is it the man? You know, and like, why don't we just say that images are a type of thing that, yeah, you can put on the internet. They're concrete. They exist, but they can be copied indefinitely. And so copying those images is not stealing. You're not depriving anybody of the picture.
Right. Photographers are moving into a realm where people are going to ask for specific pictures of specific things. Businesses will want pictures of their products. They may want pictures of certain areas or something like that. And people are going to want – people are always going to be interested in wildlife pictures where you
sure.
caught the critter doing the amazing thing, whatever that thing was.
Yeah, animals are fascinating.
People are going to want pictures of their families. But, I mean – you know, I mean, like, for instance, when you get the picture of your family, it says proof in big letters across it. I think at that point you've taken the steps to protect your intellectual property.
Well, yeah, that's exactly it. Sometimes when I send auditions for voiceover jobs, because I'm a voice actor, and so sometimes I send audition samples for free, basically, to the client. But if it's a really short job, if it's just a few words or one line, what do you do to prevent them? What's to prevent them from just using your audition?
I don't know. What do you do?
Well, you can watermark it. I usually don't, but you can. And some
what's
voice actors
mean?
Do. Watermarking is like when you put proof over a photo in kind of transparent letters. It
yeah.
makes it so that it's unusable for the finished product, but they can still get an idea of what it sounds like or looks like.
Yeah.
So what do you do to it to watermark it, though?
So in a watermark in an audio file, usually in the background, it would be like a soft voice saying, like, Stephanie Murphy or something like that.
I see.
Or music in the background or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. And this is really, this is getting solved. Online, there's various websites that what they do now is they give you the opportunity to pay the talent and not for the product. Because, how do you charge for something that gets infinitely copied? I mean, part of IP was, part of the spirit of IP was protecting scarcity.
Are you talking about that website?
There's a few of them out there.
So there are some websites that basically you can kind of amass a following and you'll get you as an artist or a podcaster or whatever will
get whatever it may be for.
We'll get like $1 from every fan every time you release a new song or a new podcast.
Right.
And so that's one way to kind of just leverage your reputation that you create by giving away stuff for free. And that's a creative way to sort of make money without having to lock down your product and sort of go after your customers with the legal system to try to get them to give you money, which is a very adversarial kind of relationship.
And a miserable way to live.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like if you're,
who wants to police that, you know?
There's this one woman who created some poem that people seem to like on the internet, and basically if she finds it on your website, she goes and harasses you for money.
Oh, my God,
and
seriously.
I mean, so now what we have is we have a poet who isn't out producing poetry, but instead is out policing intellectual property.
Yep.
I think
really
this
sad.
Is just a realm of waste in our society.
Oh, yeah.
The whole intellectual property IP troll.
Yeah.
Totally.
And this
has changed. You know, it's a different society now.
No, it is. And I think this is far superior to do it this way. Say there's an author, okay, a personal favorite author of mine, Harlan Ellison. I would love, he's not writing any more books. The guy's practically 80. You know, I mean, yeah, he's still putting out some stuff. But I would love to continue to pay him yearly for, you know, work that he did 50 years ago. And now you can do that without having to waste the paper or whatever to keep buying more and more copies. I mean, you could do it that way too, I guess. But really, I mean, forget just novels. Take whatever talent you're interested in. This gives you the opportunity to continually pay for something that changed your life, say, at one point. And that's why people buy things, right, is to enhance their life a bit, you know, is when it comes to art.
Yeah.
I think that that's a fact.
I think often the reason that people don't pay for things like digital goods, for instance, books or photos or art or poetry or whatever, is because there's just no easy way to buy it, you know?
Sure.
Like having to enter your credit card info for a small charge is like a big annoyance.
Bitcoins,
you know?
Are going to get so ubiquitous that you're going to be able to do these online tips where you can just throw a quarter or whatever in.
Yeah. Right.
But when you can have everybody who enjoyed just your internet post or your essay or your song or whatever toss a quarter at you, you're going to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
If, you know, if Barbara Streisand, every time somebody enjoyed her music, or at least every few times somebody enjoyed their music, they could toss a quarter at her, she would be she is extraordinarily wealthy, but she would be just as wealthy as she is. So
yeah, but I mean, maybe she's very wealthy because she's been so successful, but how much money did she miss out on making because her record companies made that money instead of her? It went to them.
Also, I kind of wonder what the, you know, somebody who made a song a long time ago, the Happy Birthday song we thought up until recently was copyrighted.
Oh, yeah, that got debunked, huh?
Got debunked. But let's just think of a song from way back that still has the oldest song currently that is copyrighted. Whatever that is, mm-hmm. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Really, should the children of somebody who wrote a song never have to work again? Now, this is some waste. In the marketplace, right? Like, you've got people who never have to get a job and never have to produce anything because Daddy wrote the Happy Birthday song,
well,
or Grandpappy or Great Grandpappy.
Maybe that would happen in a free market, but it's happening artificially now because of the state-enforced intellectual property laws.
If anybody supports intellectual property, and that's fine, but I want you to consider you're not paying the guy who created the wheel every time you drive.
Yeah, give us a call if you do support it, and we'll have a discussion. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday show. More coming up.
Lots of things change in life. Here's one thing that hasn't. For over 20 years, Lumber Liquidators has been the home of unbelievable flooring deals. And right now, those deals are even better. Take your pick of gorgeous pre-finished hardwoods like cherry, oak, and hickory. Or an incredible $149 a square foot. Plus, loads of major hardwood flooring brands at a crazy 40% off. Even get great deals on laminate, bamboo, and vinyl floors. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. Special 12-month financing available. But hurry, the sale ends Tuesday.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road. You can't beat the open road, but saving money on motorcycle insurance is a close second. That's why I switched to Geico. Reminds me of the time I switched to a new helmet without a face mask and swallowed a bunch of gnats when I accidentally yawned. Those suckers tasted bad. Unlike Geico Motorcycle Savings, which always taste real good.
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health.
The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links, you'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more.